enterprise is always having its flaw, especially in religious and education on that path. Yes, all individual.
So it's better to have some institution than going individually?
Oh. But our Guru Maharaj, he inaugurated this principle of organization. Sanghi Shakti Kalo Yuge. And so, the middle path, not so much binding, and still some sort of association. Voluntary association. That has been recommended by their conversation, mutual conversation. And I think that is good. And if in future you find a necessity of forming and registered body in the center, you will do it. But now, a voluntary association. Everyone, no one will be afraid of any commitment. A free association. Then after working in this way, if you feel that there should be a strong center, then you will, you may do that gradually. Individually, they will be on registered basis. When in a group, this association is voluntary. At present, this has been planned. And I think that would be good. In future, if you find a necessity, then you can make it strong.
So,
So on the whole, the association discussion has been concluded. Yajit Maharaj.
Well, I think more discussions are still there to go on, but I think in essence we come to some agreement.
Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life and precept, then Prabhupada's Ramananda Rai, relative worlds, and Brahma Sanghita, all these English books written by our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhagavad speech, all these may be published. হরি সম্বন্ধে বস্তু ন নির্বন্ধ কৃষ্ণ সম্বন্ধে
পরিত্যাগ বৈরাগ্যম ফল করতে আসক্তি
রহিতে ঈশা বিশ্ব ঈশাবাশ্রমিদম সৎপম যৎকিঞ্চ জগৎ গৃহেতে গোলক ভয় The Golok can be drawn down as if in this mundane place. Gaur-hari-bol. Hem Chandra-dhariya, heta amerika nabo bhudai, prithivi grasite koreche asoy. হুঙ্কার ভূমণ্ডল চলে যেন বা টানিয়া ছিঁড়িয়া ভূতলে রুদন করিয়া গড়িতে চায় হেমচন্দ্র ওয়ান বেঙ্গলি পোয়েট রোট অ্যাবাউট লেটেস্ট পার্ট অফ 18th century, 19th century, or in the beginning of the 20th century. There is so many. Japan is a very small country, but he is also rising like sun. This land, that land, only Bharat should be Ghumai Roy. India only is under slumber, eternal. In that poem he mentioned, in the other part of the world, the America, he is rising so forcefully, Navobhuday, new rise. In America, Navobhuday, Prithibi Grashite Koreti Ashay, as if he is coming to swallow the whole of the world. Prithibi Grashite Koreti Ashay. তারা কি একটা আছে ছাড়ে হুহুঙ্কার ভূমণ্ডল সামটাইমস ইজ শাউটিং ইন সচ এ গ্রেট ওয়ে লাইক ওয়ার ক্রাই অ্যান্ড দি হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ শিভারিং পৃথিবী ছাড়ে হুহুঙ্কার ভূমণ্ডল যেন বা টানিয়া ছিঁড়িয়া ভূতলে নূতন করিয়া হিস enthusiasm is so intense and great that he wants to snatch the world from the solar system and wants to give it a new shape, new shape, new molding. It has been mentioned about America by Hemchandra. Hemchandra ki? বড় লেখক ছিল হেমচন্দ্র বন্দ্যোপাধ্যায়। তারপরে এটা আমেরিকা নব পুজাই পৃথিবী আরে খোল 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 তলবার সব দৈত্য শেষ করেছে এই মাধবাচার্যের নাম দিয়ে এই যে বলাচ্ছে মহারাষ্ট্রের একটা অভ্যুত্থান কেবল এটা আমেরিকা নব পুজাই পৃথিবী গ্রাসিতে করেছে আশায় কি একটা মন্দাইন সারি হুহুঙ্কার ভূমণ্ডল চলে যেন বা টানিয়া ছিঁড়িয়া ভূতলে নূতন করিয়া গড়িতে চায় নিউ ফর্ম অফ দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ ট্রাইং টু গিভ টু দি ওয়ার্ল্ড কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস স্বামী মহারাজ মেন্ট দ্যাট Where did he give statement? You have to go there and to build it in a new way. Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur.
You used the expression Mahaprabhu's civilization. Mahaprabhu's civilization.
Mahaprabhu's civilization?
Yes, you said
that.
All
Krishna consciousness. Use love and beauty. Best must have predominance and love. Real beauty and love, no selfishness. No selfishness, no exploitation. Beauty is the exploiter. None to exploit the beauty. Beauty is the master, controlling. The controlling principle is beauty, no exploitation. That is how can be conceived. Whenever there is beauty, we think that is to be exploited. But beauty is exploiting, isn't it? Prem means sacrifice for others. So we should not mean in this that the sacrifice to be exploited by me. There is sacrifice, it is laudable. But sacrifice for whom? Who is the recipient of the sacrifice? Our party? No. We are the group of those that sacrifice themselves. That is Mahabhav's party, negative party, predominated party. Predominated party. Hare Krishna. To admit that love means sacrifice. The underlying principle of love is sacrifice. But sacrifice for whom? Who is to? Who is the beneficiary? Love is beneficiary. Contribution to the center by all, but none to draw energy from there. Die to live. So with this spirit we should combine and work for love and the beauty. The beauty will be victorious in the world. The love will be victorious in the world. The banner of love will flutter. That we want to see, and we shall sacrifice our all to see that the banner of love divine will flutter over the world. And a particle of that will be able to give peace, distribute peace to all directions. Sacrifice to work out peace for others. Soldiers devote their, give their life, but the beneficiary are the countrymen. They are giving their life, everything, dedicated, the fighting soldiers. They are finished, but the beneficiary in future, their countrymen. So, general peace may come. The Brahmin section in Varnashram, they are a poor society, as the Kshatriya wants money, so that the country will be, the money hoarded underground, the country is poor. The black market, holding up money. Then the ordinary people, they have to suffer. But the money, if in flow, then the people may not suffer much. So, there's some a section who are representing the sacrifice, and they are in holding honorable position. So others, the subordinate section, they cannot amass money for underground purpose. So the general flow in the society, the money, the small quantity, if it is flowing properly, the people will enjoy peace. So the standard, the Brahmanic section, the honorable position is that of poverty, material poverty, and giving preference to the spiritual inquiry. And Vaishnava must be above that. They are more sacrificing and more accurate in their quest of consciousness, and that is that reaching to Krishna consciousness, that is Vrindavan, Braja. The standard of sacrifice is unlimited there, at the risk of everything. That standard of sacrifice, sattva mappasya dharmasya trayati mahatu bhayat. If that principle is enthroned, is crowned, then automatically the other adjustment, peaceful adjustment, is inevitable for the public. If Krishna consciousness proper can have the seat on the throne above, all other, the politics, the social society, social law, all subservient to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vrindavan, the ideal of Vrindavan, above all, idea of Mahaprabhu's Lila above all, and a theistic comparison. How theism reaches to its highest zenith, that step by step, that should be explained and thought out and accepted and preached. The highest goal is such. So where you are engaging yourself, what sort of benefit you are expecting? Polite vasana hai jama se piche. The death in one side. You scientific civilization are boasting so much, you are proud of this. But death is awaiting, whether atomic or any natural. Death is, you can't cross the death. The boast of heraldry, the pomp of power, all that beauty, that mundane beauty, all that wealth they give, awaits like the inevitable hour. The path of glory leads back to the grave. Maranavadhi yarma, palaiti patna yama se piche. The greatest danger, you do not care to solve. You say you are big thinkers, you are great men. You are to command respect of the society. But the general inevitable problem for anyone here, for every atom here, is death. What is your contribution for the solution of the greatest danger, which is waiting to devour everyone of us? No scientist and no insect, a virus, all included. What is your solution? Any step have you taken to solve that universal danger? What you are doing, that is on the exploitation, encouraging lower life as reaction. You are exploiting the nature, and everyone who is deriving the benefit will have pay with interest to the father, to every action, equal opposite reaction, it is your statement. And what have you done to solve that? So, you are endangering the fate of the world by your fascinating proposal of apparent comfort. What is this? Avoiding the greatest inevitable danger, common danger. So you are, your life is useless. Useless on the offering marriage engagement. So, in one sense, you are traitor of the society. Come with courage to solve the real problem, to face and solve the real problem of the common problem and the most dangerous problem. Otherwise, you will leave the field, go away. Leave it to us. We shall prove. Vishwam Purna Sukhayati. The whole world is an abode of perfect happiness. You shall have to dive deep into the spring of soul, not this body or mind. To dive deep, to find reality. It is within us. It is not a foreign thing. Not to get by loan. It is within us, within everyone. Even in the insect, even in the tree. The vitality. And the, within the vitality, the person, the soul, the party is there. All this is non-party. The plane of soul, eliminate both physical and mental encasement and find out your own self. And there we'll find the key, the clue to the proper world worth living and solution there. The hints given by many Mahajan, the great personages in every sect, more or less, to somewhat. But our claim that India in Gita and Bhagavad has given the fullest conception of the spiritual world. We call you all, we are not imaginationists. We are most practical thinkers. Practical thinkers. We don't avoid any greater problem that, it cannot be solved. Not belonging to that party that easily wants to take prestige and fame. We don't classify as ourselves with those hoaxing people. Come and see whether the plane of reality can be found or not. You are not backward to spare less energy in your campaign, but take our program and try, and it is already there. Where you are? Who are you? What is the real nature of the world? All these hopes in Bible, in Quran, in Veda, in any other language, in any other scripture, the hope and the hint has given about the ripe of reality, all these hopes. And what charm you have given. only to the self deceive us, dragging into the country of loan, debt. Every action requires an opposite reaction. A divine civilization, civilization divine, that should be drawn out in this plane, far from the path has been suggested, we are to try in that. And it is not unreasonable, not madness. You come. The reason also can be applied there. Okay?
Kainanda Maharaj, Dasarat Sutta.
Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu's solution, he told, you are poor, we see, but there is solution, happy solution. The wealth is underground in your own room. Just try to have it. If you approach from the south side, that's Karva, Dakshina, Dakshina Marga, the give and take method, then whatever will do, some reaction will come and that will capture and disturb you. And you will be fascinated only in that. You will have no time to reach to the position of solution proper. If you approach from the side of, from the western side, that is yoga. Yoga. By utilizing subtle forces of nature to attain some supernatural mystic powers, to be master of subtle powers. That will act as on you and chant you to take away your attention from the desired goal. Your own activity in the wrong direction, that will create obstacle in your achievement. And if you approach from the north side, that Gyan Brahmasmi Vedanti misinterpreted Vedanta, Naya Shastra, then you will enter into eternal samadhi, that Ajagat, the great pantheon, will swallow you up. Your existence will be nowhere. So who will come to enjoy the peace of getting the wealth? Only if you approach from the eastern side with the help of devotion, easily will get the wealth. But Purva Dik, the sunrise direction, the light giving direction, the light not prepared by our own hand, but the light which is the source of all light, that is revealed truth. Light extended from a quarter which is not known to us. So revealed knowledge, bhakti, adopt that. and approach to find out real wealth within you, easily you will find that. And you will find in the beginning your own self, which is most wonderful. Āścarjvatsinatikościdenam. Your own self is of wonderful type. You will be ashamed that being so much valuable in my own self, how I can be carried out by the bogus charm of this material world, mundane world. How it was possible? Aghatana ghatana pati yasi maya. The maya has got so enchanting power that my own self is so wonderful, so valuable, and drawn me where? Like Ajami, born in a Brahmin family of good practices, drawn to the house, a girl in the house of the very nasty practices, wine, then so many filthy things, all these things. Like that I am a soul, Atmaram. Atmaram, those that can find peace within himself, not to go any foreign part. The peace which is within me, that has been admired by the spiritual stalwart so much, and that myself has come in connection with mortal and the nasty, rotten things. How? Most wonderful. I am deceived. Then Paramatma to Paramatma, Vasudev, Narayan, Krishna, what more progress in that line? It is not unscientific. It is really scientific. Vijnan. Jnanam tehaṁ sa vijnanam idam vakkhyāmasesata yajnatta noho neho bhūyannas jnatabvam avasiṣyate. Arjuna, now I come to say you about jnanam tehaṁ sa vijnanam, knowledge with scientific characteristic. That is, not only Atma, but its potency, is A and not A, Atma and Anatma, the mind, the Indriya, the Saguna, non-Atma, a direct and indirect approach towards the reality. I am coming to explain before you. Attentively listen to. Jnanam teham savijnanam. What is this? There is myself and my potency. Jeev is my marginal potency. And which is filling up of this material world. If jiva shakti, if the jiva potency withdrawn, everything is stone, who is caring to know himself for exploitation? All this fighting, tendency of exploitation will stop if the marginal potency, jiva, is withdrawn from the matter. All dead. Jaidam dhajyati jagat, we have entered into this material consciousness and has made it a moving thing, dhārjati jagat. So jnānam tehaṁ sa vijñānam. Come to know properly in a scientific method. We won't back for the lack of giving proper explanation to you. So gyan, then pragyan, vijyan, pragyan, more, higher. higher conception of the finer world. It is there. It is real. And this is unreal, what you trying your utmost to make stand as real. That is unreal. And what is unreal? Janisha asabhubhutanam tushyam jagrati samyam. Jashyam jagrati bhutani shanisha. You are sleeping over the real interest of you, real truth. And you are awake on your part of self-deception. So, we must establish ourselves in such plane and we'll try our best to extend it to others. That will be, we must have faith, our own faith, that will be extended to preach means this. I sincerely have faith in this and I relish to utmost. I find my future prospect also here. And because I feel it is very tasteful and very useful, so I have come to extend, to distribute to you, my friends. It is already tested by me, and it is wholesome, and I want to give it to you. What? Not anything, but the very principle of life, according to which you take your steps further, forward. The principle of life, the standpoint of your life, the angle of vision within you. We have come to guide you according to the guidance of our Gurudev. We are already find that we have got something, and so I have come to you also. Take it, get it, and you will be wealthy. You will be satisfied in your life, successful. You will be in the path of the proper fulfillment of your life. As a friend we have come, we have approached by the order of our superior. This way we have to approach. To approach with God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And how God consciousness ultimately merges in Krishna consciousness. Okhila rasamita murti, to prove it dexterously, skillfully, step by step. Okhila rasamita murti, Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness, Guru Goswami has given the scientific definition. Rosh cannot be avoided, we are after Rosh, everyone, every unit, the smallest unit of the world, always hankering after Rosh, happiness, etc. And Okhila Rosh, Amrita Mukti, all possible phases of Rosh, is personified. That is Krishna. You try to understand how it is. What are the rasa? What is rasa? And what is its nature? And how there a comparison can be drawn in rasa? In this way, step by step, you will have to come to Krishna conception of Godhead. It is not a tale from the ancient Indian scriptures that Krishna. Krishna is not object of tale, but fact. And we have come out to face with the life of fact. real fact. And we shall try our best to bring it out on your plan. How it can be a fact? Krishna is fact. It is reality. And with this process, reality is for yourself and die to live. Die to live. Have to pay. To pay for the goal. And it is in this way. And you will feel it is not a hoax. When you will progress in the way, you will feel. Bhakti parishanubhavu virakti nannatra chai shakti kare ko kalo prabhadya manasya jatha smata tushti pushti khud apayunu gasam. By every step you will go forward, you will feel these three things. Tushti pushti khud apay. Your hankering in general is being diminished. I want this, that, everything, still not appeased, my hunger. But you will feel that your hunger is being appeased. And what already you took that they will give you proper relief, they are taking relief from you automatically. That we, our trade won't go any longer here. They will all withdraw. And your natural inclination towards the movement forward, that will automatically get increase, acceleration. The acceleration you will find in your progress. These three things you will feel practically. Come and take what we say. In this way we have to approach one and all. And leaving the result to the Lord. We are only agents. We are working because He orders. We shall remember that what is bhakti proper. What I shall do, the wage, what I shall get, it must not come to me, it will go to my master. Adurvapita paschat kriyeta. Whatever benefit I draw from my activity, that won't come to me. I am an agent. It will go to the proprietor, to my master, Krishna. With this idea, if we move, then it will be bhakti prapa. Otherwise, it will be karma kanda. Otherwise, it will be fruit hunting. The result of the karma, why you want to enjoy permission. The result will go to my master. I am his servant. I am working under his order. I am his slave. I am not proprietor. I am not the proper person to recipient of the fruit of the of energy. The master of the energy is the Supreme Lord. And all the product of the energy must go to Him. It must not be tampered in the way. This should be the attitude of every worker. Then it will be bhakti prapa. We are not the recipient. The recipient is He, we must be always conscious.